Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Every Monday at about this time, which is 6:37, we get a house call here from Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine. Doc, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Bob. How about yourself?
Well, we're doing good. Everybody's talking about the flu. We're going to talk about that. I don't know if you had a chance to hear a few minutes ago. We were going over this story, and everybody's got a remedy. There was an item today about foods to help fight the flu, and they mentioned kiwi and spinach and garlic, Brazil nuts and pumpkin seeds, also yogurt. I mean, I guess anything that is healthy would help your immune system, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you want to make sure that you have a balanced diet with the right vitamins that are going to help your immune system, vitamin C, vitamin D. Those are the ones that are important. So eating healthy foods is one thing, but just making sure you have a good balanced diet is probably more important.
This flu season is going to be the deadliest ever, isn't it? I mean, last year was bad, but this is worse.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, every Monday morning we all run to the computer to see what the CDC says happened in the last reporting period. And it's interesting, this morning reported that we saw a decrease in the number of cases. Now, everyone says, oh, that's good. The flu season is starting to ramp down. And then we all remind ourselves, no, two things happen at this time of the year. One, we have things called holidays, where many doctors aren't seeing patients. And two, when we hit peaks like this, doctors often have a presumption that the test is going to be positive, so they don't do the test. When we see big cases like this, big numbers like this, and we see somebody walk in with 103 fever and body aches, we say, why are we going to put them through the cost of a test? We know it's influenza. Let's just treat. So we see these numbers decrease. So the next couple of weeks, as we look at hospitalizations and emergency room visits, are going to tell us whether we're past this at least initial peak of influenza.
Do you like medications like Tamiflu if you get the flu?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Each year we look early on at the resistance rates for the strains that we're seeing against the antiviral medications, and this year it's very promising. Over 90% of the strains we're seeing are sensitive to the Tamiflu, the Relenza, the Zuflosa. So it's a good one, but the big thing is, Bob, that you have to start that medicine within the first 2 days. And if you don't start it within the first 2 days, you're kind of wasting your money, because these medications shorten the duration as well as shorten the symptoms. Well, if you're already at day four, day five, it's not going to make that big of an impact.
And what's the difference again between the A and the B influenza? And you say A is ramping up now.
Yeah, so we have A and B strains. There's actually A, B, C, and D strains for influenza, but classically we see the type A and the type B. This year, very unusual, we saw type B ramping up early. That's usually later in the season where we see the B virus. We normally see the A. So right now, we're starting to see the Bs drop off, which is good, but we're starting to see that the influenza As increase. The reason that's concerning is influenza A normally will hit deeper in the lungs instead of just more in the upper respiratory tract. So the promising thing is that the strain we're seeing right now is a H1N1. The one that is more deadly that we're really concerned about is the H3N2. So we're hoping that that strain, the strain that hit the southern hemisphere last year, kind of lingers and goes away this year and doesn't hit us that much.
I want to talk to you about the flu shots, whether it's too late to get one, how effective they really are. We'll do that momentarily. We want to update the weather and traffic and sports headlines for you. We're talking to Dr. Kevin Most, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. We're talking to Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine. Doc, before we get to vaccines, how do you know you have the flu as opposed to a common cold? Can you kind of go over those symptoms for us?
Absolutely. You know, the common cold, you're going to have the basic aggravating symptoms that we see. You know, starts off as a sore throat often, and then you get congestion, and then you just kind of get this lingering cough. But you don't get 102, 103, 104 fever, and you don't get the quick body aches. Influenza is classically you're feeling pretty good, and then all of a sudden, bang, you have a high temperature, and you start to get the body aches in the upper respiratory. So it's really going to be the discriminating factors are really going to be the high fever and the body aches. And actually, the people that have influenza and have had it in the past, you know, it feels like you just got hit by a truck versus I started to get a little sick and then, boy, it started to just peak over 2-3 days. No, you know on day one that you have influenza.
Are you a believer in zinc helping?
Yeah, you know, the studies for zinc have been kind of iffy, you know, but a lot of people do swear by it. They swear by airborne, they swear by zinc, they swear by vitamin C. Again, I go back to if you use really good common sense and you wash your hands frequently and keep your environment around you somewhat clean and eat a good balanced diet, you have a much better chance than popping some zinc tablets.
Is it too late to get a flu shot now?
No, it's not. Not at all. You know, if you look historically, we've had influenza peak season, you know, February, even into March. We had cases even into, you know, April and May last year. So really, it's still a good idea because I still think we're going to get another peak here of the influenza A. So it takes 2 weeks for the vaccine to actually work. So if you're thinking about getting it, the sooner you get it, the better protection you have for the rest of the year.
How effective is that vaccine? I mean, we're all aware of people who say, yeah, I got the flu. I got a flu shot, but I still got the flu.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yep, you know, sometimes the effectiveness rate can be down into the 20%, 25%. You know, this year we're looking at the at least the initial match on the B to be pretty good. So even if the effectiveness is only about 50%, it still can be life-saving for individuals. You know, individuals who are seniors or young children who are immunocompromised, people with asthma or have a propensity for pneumonia or COPD, those are the ones that even if the vaccine is not a perfect match, it will still save you from worse symptoms, bad duration. So even if it's not a perfect match, the vaccine still works to decrease the symptoms and decrease the duration of this illness.
There's so much controversy these days about vaccines. Where do you weigh in on most of that?
Yeah, it's interesting, Bob. You know, the anti-vaxxers of the world, you know, after 1998 when Andrew Wakefield wrote a, you know, a terrible article in the Lancet magazine, and we had this big upraising of anti-vaxxers. It's unfortunate because really vaccines have made such an impact in the world. If you look at the history of medicine, it's actually fascinating when you look at the impact on vaccines. So there is no link between autism and vaccines. It's been proven in hundreds and hundreds of studies. So really, I'm a big proponent of vaccines, and I think the things that are going that we're going to see in the next 10, 20 years with vaccines are going to be absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. First off, shingles. Now, should I be getting a shingles shot? Should people of a certain age definitely be getting that vaccine?
Absolutely, and the guy sitting to your left will probably is probably nodding his head right now if Dave is sitting there. You know, shingles, absolutely you should be getting a shingles vaccine. You know, and shingles is actually interesting. We talk about how vaccines have improved. You know, the initial shingles vaccine had probably about a 50%, you know, effective rate. The new shingles vaccine is closer to 97%. So anybody who's ever had shingles knows about the pain and discomfort that you can get from this illness. And believe me, if you've had shingles before, you will get the vaccine. So I am a big proponent of it. It was just released in 2017, so there still are some shortages. So we might have to look around a little bit to get it. And you also have to remember that it's two shots, not just the one shot. It's two shots somewhere between 2 and 6 months apart.
Is it anyone over 50 who should get that shot?
Yep. Anyone over 50 should absolutely be getting it. You know, if you have concerns, you know, because there's a lot of stories about the side effects from this vaccine, you know, oh boy, I got it and I was really sore and I was tired. I had a headache and I had chills. Okay, it's a live vaccine, so we know we're going to get some of those side effects. but I can assure people 2 to 3 days of bad side effects from a vaccine is much better than months and months of pain from the actual disease of shingles.
And there's a new study that was out last week, and it showed some promise of potential future prevention and possibly treatment options regarding Alzheimer's. What's the latest on this?
Yeah, this one's actually fascinating. You know, when we look at Alzheimer's, you know, it's been a very frustrating disease for the medical field for predicting who's going to get it, trying to treat it, trying to exactly figure out why this is coming. We know that there are a couple proteins that are the body, that the brain is making that cause all this problem, a beta amyloid and a tau protein, and it seems like the two of them try to form these tangles and they cause problems with cognitive decline over, you know, either a short period of time or sometimes, unfortunately, over a rapid period of time. So the medical field has been looking about what can we do about this beta amyloid, and it really has struggled. We really haven't made a big impact. Scientists now in California have been testing a vaccine that actually looks at attacking both of those proteins in mice. And the report that came out just last week, it's absolutely, you know, kind could be groundbreaking, is that this vaccine actually works in mice and can slow the progression and actually even prevent the progression of Alzheimer's in mice. Now, you laugh and you say, oh, well, ha, 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 that's in mice. You take that same concept and now start to figure a way to treat it in humans, and we may be closer to a vaccine for Alzheimer's than we've been in for decades.
Interesting texts for the doc here at 815. Hi, Dr. Most. I got a flu shot back in October, but contracted type A a couple weeks ago. Took Tamiflu. Feel better, but still really weak and have some chest congestion and cough. Should I go back to the doctor? Is there something I can do to speed up my recovery? Do I need to get another flu shot? It's been several months. What about that?
Yeah, no, you don't need another flu shot. The flu shot is going to still do well for you through the entire flu season. The bad thing about influenza and the bad thing about all respiratory illnesses is that lingering cough and that lingering congestion. The body's inflammatory system, unfortunately, stays turned on. Now you say, well, should I go get treated with Tamiflu again? Again, no. Tamiflu is going to work on that early portion of the illness and not later. Now, that being said, this individual, not knowing their history, should really be kind of concerned and watch to make sure that what has happened now has not gone from a viral influenza into a bacterial pneumonia. So we have concerns there. If they continue to have fever and congestion, and especially if they're a smoker, an asthmatic, or have COPD, those are the individuals that should certainly get in to see the doctor to see if they need additional treatment for a bacterial infection that came on under the heels of the influenza.
A lot of texts at 312-981-7200. This is from 847. I got the vaccine and got type A last year, but the duration was so much shorter than other people's illnesses. So if you get the vaccine, you can still get the flu, but would it shorten the duration? Is that common?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting, everyone's commenting on which strain they got. You know, influenza vaccine historically in the past had been three strains that we would put into the flu shot. And if you talk about have vaccines changed, absolutely. Look at what we've done, even with something as simple as influenza. Now we have a quadrivalent instead of a trivalent, meaning we're covering for four strains instead of three. We know that seniors have a harder time building up immune system impact on influenza. So we have a higher dose where the dose is actually almost twice as strong as the regular vaccine dose for seniors to make sure that they get the immune response. But really what your listener has said or what the texter has said is absolutely true. You're going to see a shorter duration with less symptoms, even if you get a portion of the influenza virus.
And from 224, good morning. Could you ask Dr. Most if he should get the shingles vaccine if you have had shingles within the last 5 years?
Yeah, it's actually an interesting question, and it's the answer is absolutely yes. We have to remember that shingles is caused by the chickenpox virus, and the chickenpox virus most of us have been exposed to or will have been exposed to, and the virus, unfortunately, is living in our body. If we went to your body right now, Bob, and did some, yeah, we can't do the testing, but you have chickenpox virus living in your body right now. The chickenpox virus just sits there and kind of smolders until it has an opportunity because of a decreased immune system or because of an illness to pop out. So individuals who have had shingles recently, within the last 6 months, talk to your doctor, but you certainly should be getting the new shingles vaccine because, like I said, it will prevent you from having 97% of those other outbreaks, and you are one that has had it in the past and have a propensity to get it again in the future. This is not like some illnesses where you can only get it once. You can get shingles over and over again.
Doc, I love having you on the program every Monday at about this time because I'm a hypochondriac, and over the weekend I have the symptoms of six or seven different diseases, and so you sort of make me feel better at this time every week, so we appreciate that.
You got it.
It's Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.